The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Rolene Marks, I believe you're going through one of life's traumatic events. You are moving.
I'm telling you, I'm going from neighborhood to neighborhood in Modi Inn. So you're catching me in between buildings.
Okay, Rolene, can we please just talk about this crazy story with this plane?
Isn't it crazy? So basically the background is an Electra Airlines flight took off from Köln in Germany, and it was apparently noticed that one of the rear tires was torn. They radioed through to Tel Aviv, and with 152 passengers on board, don't know how they did it, they managed to circle Ben Gurion grounded flight. They managed to dump fuel so that they could land as safely as possible. The Israeli Air Force dispatched several jets to survey the damage and also just to guide them to safety. And thank goodness we can report that they have landed safe and sound in Ben Gurion. But it's like the stuff of movies, guys.
This is like what is his name? Sully, who landed the plane on the Hudson.
Yes.
It's absolutely incredible.
It's absolutely crazy, but thank goodness everybody's safe, everybody's sound. I think they need a stiff dram of scotch after that, but all good, thank goodness.
Rolene, how are things in Jerusalem after the U.S., one of the most senior American diplomats in Israel, had a hand in opening a tunnel, which I think it's a pilgrimage route to the temple that has been exposed?
Well, it has caused a lot of controversy because there are some sides who are saying that the people of the neighborhood of Tehran are complaining that there was knocking underneath their houses. And on the other side, it is yet again rare antiquities archaeology that supports ancient Jewish claims to the area. So I think what we have here is a clash of ancient civilization and modern civilization. But what is causing the diplomatic spat is that the person to inaugurate this tunnel is the ambassador of the United States. And he is seen as quite a controversial figure here in Israel, the Palestinians saying that he's basically the champion of the secular movement. So you've got what's happening here, basically a clash between the left and the right, one saying that it's just antiquity, it's an archaeological dig, there's nothing new about it, and the other side saying, no, this is endorsement, this is encroaching onto a Palestinian neighborhood.
In the little time that's left, Rolene, there was quite a significant Israeli, or supposedly, allegedly, Israeli attack on Syria overnight. What's going on? Are things heating up again?
Well, not only do we have the news of the alleged Israeli strike on Iranian targets in Syria overnight, but we also have news today that Iran has gone way past its limit in enriching uranium. They've gone way past the 300 kilogram limit on enriching uranium. So what's going to be very interesting moving ahead is to see how the United States responds to this, because they have long been against the Iranian deal, the Trump administration. But the EU has been a great proponent of the Iranian deal. And here you've got blatant flouting of it, coupled with the fact that Iran has got a presence in Syria as they try and approach closer and closer to Israel, hence news of an alleged strike last night from Israel, from the sea and from the air into Syria, which has allegedly killed, still under investigation, 15 civilians.
What I found really interesting as well, Rolene, is that the news yesterday was saying that the Russian S-400s or 300s, whatever they are, were commissioned and ready and installed in Syria, and yet they seem to be ineffective.
Well, that I can't comment on because I haven't looked at that side in greater detail. But what we are seeing, what is a concern, is that one of the anti-aircraft rockets may have hit Cyprus. So that's being investigated. But the big issue around whether or not civilians were killed in this airstrike and what they were doing around the Iranian military target.
Oh, things are definitely hotting up there, that's for sure.
Raleen, that's where we leave it today, unfortunately, but we do hope that your move is successful, that you're able to settle, may it be a soft landing, an easy fit, and all the best in your new premises. We'll chat to you tomorrow on Skype.
Amen. Thank you, guys.